just a moment. We'll talk Phillips Lager boys basketball. Coach Amy Ring, nice enough to join us to do that. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Did you get to sleep in today, a day off? Did the kids let you sleep in?
Just a little bit they did.
All right. Always nice to have a little bit of a break, but it certainly disrupts the rest of the schedule here. We're scheduled to have you play Shawamigan tonight, so hopefully we won't have too many more delays. Never good to backload those games too much, is it, to get them that tight, that close together?
No, for a number of reasons. One, because when we get down to the end of the schedule, they're already, you know, pretty tight for games, so we're going to have to try to We actually lost the Tomahawk game last night, so we're going to try to have to find somewhere. And with the officials shortage and things, it definitely makes things challenging.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest challenges. And we're scheduled with more conference games. Now you have Stratford coming up on Thursday. Let's talk a little bit about the season. I was taking a look at some of your scores. You've really had it's been a battle all year, no matter who you've been playing and where you've been playing them. You've had a lot of tight games this year, and you've managed to win more than you've lost, so that's always good for a coach. But your team has battled and has tested, I guess, with some pretty competitive tight games this year.
Yeah. You know, with any season, nothing is linear. Everything is constantly changing, and we've had some sicknesses and some injuries and things like that, and that always makes things a little bit more challenging, but we have been on the right side of the column a little more, like you had said. But our kids have been stepping up, and you know, we've been winning games different ways. You know, we really wanted to get out and push the ball this season because we had felt like we had some athletes to do so. But the last week we kind of actually slowed things down a little bit and worked the ball, and so we're just showing different ways to win.
Yeah, 7-4 so far on the year. Yeah, low scoring game last week, 42-41. That's old school stuff there, Coach Ring. Usually we're always in the 60s and 70s. That's old school score there.
It is, and buckets were tough to come by that night, and you know, we just happened to put one in at the right time.
Yeah, 42-41, Utah Prentice, and that was a classic game. Talk a little bit about your team, the personality of it. I know you got a good leader. It's always nice for a coach to have somebody like J.J. out there, J.J. Haakkinen, who's such an energetic floor leader, a point guard. That's a blessing because a lot of times you struggle to find that person on a team, right?
Yeah, and J.J. is actually the one who put it in for us to win against Prentice on Thursday night. And, you know, you can't say enough about him offensively or defensively. And you were absolutely right. Finding a point guard with somebody that, you know, can handle the ball, handle the offense, handle, you know, he's a great teammate. So he kind of knows everybody's personalities and is a calming presence at times. And we rely on him for so many things. I mean, we ask him usually to guard the opposing team's best player, and he's 5'7", and sometimes those kids are not 5'7", and he is always up for that challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't teach height, right? That's sometimes, but he's overcome that very well. Talk a little bit about some of the other players, some of your players that maybe have been in and out of the lineup due to injury, sickness, and some of the other key contributors this year so far.
You know, Lane has really stepped up. You have to remember that coming into high school, Lane was also 5'7", and he's now currently 6'3". And so he has been is huge for us offensively and defensively. He's had to play a little more inside, which he doesn't always like, but he's learning, and I think he's accepting that for us. And so he's been huge for us. You know, Shea has missed a game. But yet, you know, he might not be the, you know, see it in the scoring sheet, but I mean, his defense and rebounding is what we need from him. And we always, I mean, who doesn't need that on their team? Colin Kleinschmidt has been huge for us. He had a couple huge buckets against Prentice. He's really stepped up his defense, and I absolutely love his energy at all times. He's a competitor. We've been missing Braden Revac. He took a charge in that Shawamigan game and broke broke a bone in his arm, and so we have been without him, which is a challenge when he's shooting, I think, 43% from three. And so we are happy to get him back this week, and for him to be good to go. We've got him cleared yesterday, and so he's going to be back in our lineup, and we're going to try to work him back in and get him, kind of back in the flow of things. But he just really stretches the floor for us, and he has become a pretty good defender here. We have BJ Lawari. He had to step up into a starting role, but he's a good defender and a good ball handler. Josh Edwards has come off the bench for us, and had to start actually here. He's a freshman, and Josh is, we took, I think, 14 charges on the year last year, and Josh already has, I think, seven as a freshman, which is,
Wow.
those aren't things that show up in a huge stat sheet, but when we look at that, that's we believe those are huge momentum swings. And Johnny Parker has gotten in, and he's working his way to understanding what varsity basketball is like, and gave us some really valuable minutes against Prentice, and hopefully we can get some more valuable minutes from him.
Yeah. How has the high school basketball game, you're there every game, every year, as far as the 3-point line goes, we're seeing an increase in that in college. Obviously, the NBA is just kind of a freak show of NBA shots. But how's high school? Have we leveled off a little bit, or do you see even a little bit more shot attempts from behind that 3-point line every year?
I think you see a lot more shot attempts every year, but I also think that people look at the analytics and not only that, more kids are shooting them, right? Let's give Lane for an example. He's 6'3", and so if you didn't watch us or didn't know him, you'd be like, oh, he's probably an inside player, but he's been a guard for all of his life, right? And so just because he's 6'3" doesn't mean he can't shoot it. So you're seeing also kids with different skill sets be able to step out and shoot that. So I think the volume of shots just continues to rise.
Yeah. I was taking a look at the tournament, your sectional for upcoming tournaments, and unlike years past where it seemed like, you always had the same teams in your sectional and your regional. Every year it's kind of a mystery, isn't it, Coach? The pairings come out, or the teams that are going to be in your section come out, and teams are always floating in and out due to the enrollment thing and due to teams moving up and down a division. So got teams like Washburn in yours now, and even Abbotsford in there. So every year it's a little bit different for tournaments, isn't it?
It really is, and in your you hit it on the head with the enrollments and in teams moving up and down, and now the multiplier is also into play, and so they're constantly putting in pieces. I mean, last year you had Washburn in our sectional and Iola Scandinavia. I mean, if one of those teams would have to travel, I mean, you're talking a full 3 hours for a tournament game, possibly on a Tuesday night. So that it's challenging. I think you still have the same staple core teams there. Edgar, Marathon, Stratford, Auburndale are all in it. And then I feel like some of the outliers, teams like Washburn, I think, can slide in and out. I think Hurley is another team that now is in this year that wasn't last year. I think they replaced Iola, but those are kind of more outlier teams.
Yeah, we go back to the old days when we used to do it alphabetical back in my
Yes.
day. Home
They did it when I was in high school as well, as alphabetical.
alphabetical home team 1 year would get the host of that. That was not a good way to do it. But it's a tough
No.
region you're in. You guys got to be ready to roll, and hopefully you'll be healthy, Coach, because that is a tough grouping that you have come tournament time.
Absolutely. I mean, when you really look at that whole sectional, like the four teams I just mentioned, Auburndale, Edgar, Marathon, Stratford, those teams are just, they're very good year in and year out. And Crandon is in there. Hurley's always a good team. Washburn has good teams. So it's not, I don't know if it's loaded, but I mean, there's not anybody who you're like, oh yeah, that's a team we would like to see. I mean, everybody's tough in this sectional, and you like I said, there's not anybody that you're like, oh, this is going to be an easy game. There are no gimmies in this sectional.
Yeah, nobody unbeatable, but yet, yeah, not that team that you're like, well, we got that one. That's definitely not there. All right, who helps you out coaching wise? I know your JV coach works hard. Talk about who your assistants are.
Yeah, so my JV coach is Brady Bowles, and Coach Bowles has kind of been with me from the start. He brings so much to us with scouting and running some analytics, and he's a big basketball guy. He has done so well with our JV program and really trying to help develop those kids. And Nate Belon also is one of our assistants, and Nate primarily helps with me. But you know, Nate has been in the program, and so he knows what we're striving towards and knows the expectations. So it's really helpful to have another set of eyes and another voice other than mine on that varsity level.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for all you do for the kids. It's not an easy job what you do, so thank you so much. And good luck to you the rest of the way. We look forward to following you. We'll try to make Jeff Hakenin behave in his coverage of your team, so we'll keep him in wraps. Okay, Coach?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Joel. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Amy Ring, she is head coach of the Phillips Logger boys basketball team. They're having a pretty nice season so far. I believe 7-4. Is there a record on the air? I kid about Mr. Hakenin, and of course, passionate about the Logger sports, and we appreciate him and Nathan Podewaltz and all they do to bring you Phillips sports action here on 98Q. We were